In 1900, the average size of a typical American home was 700 to 1200 square feet. In 1950, the ranch home dominated the market at 1000 square feet or less. But then as family size shrank, houses ironically ballooned, and people started adding on more bathrooms, more bedrooms, additional stories, walk-in closets. Today, the average American home stands at around 2400 square feet. Economics and consumption played a big part in the square footage boom. But according to Jim Dreger of the Wisconsin Historical Society, the shift to larger homes also reflects a change in values.
People have come to associate the size of the house with their social aspirations. In the 19-teens and 20s, your social aspiration in housing was based a lot more on the aesthetic and the quality of construction of the house.
It was this period, especially the 20s, that was the heyday of smaller homes. Affordable, high-quality bungalows and cottages were in fashion, many of them popularized by mail-order catalogs like Sears. A lot of homes were sold as ready-to-construct kits and shipped by train. Small kit homes are making a comeback today, especially online, fueled not so much by nostalgia, but by people wanting to reduce their environmental footprint. It's a niche market that's caught the attention of Sonia Neuenhaus of the Madison Environmental Group. She's founder of Casa Kit Homes, an experiment in smaller living and design.
The focus is to have a craftsman, if you will, taking the word from Sears. Thank you, Mr. Sears Roebuck. I don't know what his first name is. But they will be, you know, high quality, very small, ultra green homes.
The Madison Environmental Group plans to build a community of 600, 800, and 1,000 square foot kit homes on 7 acres in Viroqua. The preliminary drawings don't exactly match Richard Sears and Alva Roebuck's bungalows of the past, with their modern profiles, concrete floors, and solar systems, but they're definitely small. Neuenhaus is confident they'll appeal to a buyer that wasn't present in the 20s. The green consumer.
Small homes, I believe, are the future because of where energy prices are headed and material resources are headed, but people will not want to sacrifice quality, design, and their lifestyle.
While the niche market looks bright, it may take a lot for the mainstream to end its love affair with square footage, perhaps necessity. According to Dreger, while small homes of the past were short on space, it wasn't entirely for lack of want.
One of the reasons why they were modest is people paid as they went on those houses. They had to save up the money in advance. A lot of people put 80% down on their houses before they built. Today, easy credit makes it easy to build a very, very large house because you can always push that cost out into the future.
But with mortgage lenders tightening credit, the economy on the slide, and energy trending up, buying, heating, and maintaining a larger home is definitely becoming a challenge. That could potentially force the American dream to squeeze itself into a smaller space. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard, now everything is easy 'cause of you. And I'll light the fire while you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.